Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thanks for going there and using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there. We'll help you with your small business, whatever you're doing with it, whether you're buying, selling, hiring, firing, starting, running, shutting it down, whatever you're doing, taking on partners, getting rid of partners. We got something that we've done there that over the last 13 and a half years that we've either said or written that you can find and will help you. So check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, and be sure to take our poll question, too, which is right there on the homepage. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tony Paradiso, the author of The Management Mindfield. We're talking about working with the other generations, and Tony, we were saying when we went to the break that we're in a time when we've got, there still are people who are older than us working out there. You know, the generation is older than my generation, the boomers. Still in the marketplace. We got the boomers. We got Gen X. We got Gen Y. We got fully four generations of people at least in the marketplace, competing in the marketplace. And I'll tell you something, Tony, I don't know about you, but I don't really plan to ever retire. I know that sounds weird to some people, but I like working. I mean, I plan to be in the marketplace as long as I live.
Yeah, I'm with you. I have no desire to retire. I want to be able to kind of craft my work around a more balanced lifestyle. But, I can't ever envision myself not working.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people in our generation are like that, Barry. I mean, Tony. And Barry was last hour. Tony, because I think that is that going to create a conflict with the younger generation, you think?
I don't think so.
Or is it going to help them because they won't have to support us as much?
Yeah, I think it'll end up being a net positive. It really depends on what kind of economic growth we have, because as people stay in the workforce longer than traditional, I mean, that begins to crowd, it crowds things out if there aren't jobs available. So, I mean, it's a macroeconomic issue that no one really knows the answer to, because we don't know what kind of growth.
Well, myself, I don't see myself taking a job from anyone. In fact, I may still be an employer at that point. I don't know. But that's the beauty of a free market economy, Tony. The beauty is that we can carve our own little niche into this economy, can't we?
Yeah, I mean, if entrepreneurship grows, then you're precisely right. Small businesses create jobs, even though the government ignores this and gives money to Fortune 500
right,
as if it were candy. The real growth comes from small to medium sized businesses. So, hopefully, these generations will have the same kind of entrepreneurial spirit, and even a greater one, because that's where we will really create economic activity.
So. What can you and I do to help the younger generations become successful as entrepreneurs? What is our generation? What should we be doing?
Well, I think they have to make that decision on their own. I'm looking at this as the perspective of them being part of a workforce. If they get the entrepreneurial bug, I think that's great. I think you just do that just by setting examples and explaining opportunities. And the biggest hurdle in becoming an entrepreneur is giving up the so-called security of that weekly paycheck, which really isn't security at all. But people feel kind of more secure when they have a job versus, having to fend for themselves. So once you get over that psychological hump, I think anyone can go out on their own and start a business, whether it's a consulting business or any other business. But in terms of, hiring these people and having them part of the workforce, it's critical to understand the way they think. Otherwise, you're just going to be at loggerheads, right? I mean, this is a generation that kind of grew up getting trophies for participation.
Right, not for winning. Well, that's the thing. Now, here's an interesting point that you're making. A lot of people have been on my show and talked about what the older generations need to do to understand the younger generation. But I think that there's plenty of reason to talk about to the young people about how to work with the older folks. I mean, there's we've got to meet in the middle, don't we? Don't we, Tony? I mean, we've got to.
Well,
I wonder if the older generations haven't gotten intimidated by the younger generations.
Well, you know, it's funny. When they were presenting this material in our group, my comment after it was all over, I said, so should we just kind of give this generation what they're looking for, or should we whack them upside their head and try to talk some sense into them, right? But we're getting a little long in the tooth, so we think differently. But think back when you were 20 and somebody that was 50 or 60 trying to impart wisdom, how open were we?
I listened to them.
You may have been the.
I mean, I had my own idea. Right? I had my own ideas, but I always felt like I was learning. This is where I think things are different now. When you and I were coming up, we didn't know much when we came into the marketplace. We had to learn everything. The younger generation, they actually are bringing skills, and that's one of the things I think that you and I have to realize is that people they're bringing skills to the table that you and I didn't have when we were 22 years old.
Well, yes and no. They bring technology skills.
That's it.
So they're all technology savvy, and we need to leverage that.
That's right? My point.
That's something that
that's
we didn't
point.
Necessarily possess.
Right.
But whether they possess skills in terms of understanding how business works.
I didn't say that they brought experience and wisdom. That's what they've got to learn from the guys with the gray hair. Hold on to that thought, Tony. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to come back and debate this some more with our good friend Tony Paradiso. His book is called The Management Mind Field. Tony, give us your website, please.
Actually, I'm focused now on my weekly column, so I would encourage people to go up to the NashuaTelegraph.com. Every Sunday I write a weekly column on business and economics.
Nashua, New Hampshire, great part of the world. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Until.
So keep it up, quench my desire, and I'll be at your side forevermore.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.